Blog Talk Radio. We only bear witness we testify. There's no God but Allah. And there's nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, like me.
Say what?
What I have to say.
happened to the world's children put under the fear of a particular race.
Ministry to the regime. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the only God and creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is a seal of the prophets. May the peace and blessings forever be upon him. I just read to you, or recited to you, the Al-Fatiha in Arabic. Now I want to recite to you Al-Fatiha in English, which is the first surah of the Quran. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of concern. The message of concern is the removal of all images, whether they be racial images, pendulums, or figures, or statues. Remove them from worship and that portray divine. Because the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children is what we have to deal with and think about now and try to help prevent from happening and prevent our children from being lied to and not told the truth about their true religion and about their true worship and who. Okay, my husband will be with you in a second, and I'm just filling in just now until he can get done with what he has to get done with. I would like to mention the staff members or the hosts of this message of concern in this Blog Talk Radio show, sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, and with the compliments of Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad out of L.A., Los Angeles. And we want to thank him, and we will forever be grateful to him because he shared this gift with us that Allah had blessed him with. So Allah blessed him with a wonderful blessing and gift of having or being able to get this Blog Talk Radio show to have whatever subject on it that he would like on it. So he heard the message of concern, and he chose to have the message of concern for this Blog Talk Radio show. And we thank him, and we thank God, and thank Allah for him and for sharing that blessing. I do see is a brother, one of the hosts that's on, and we do have host Abdullah Akbar and Daya Akbar from Decatur, Georgia, Sister Quran Muhammad and Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Brother Abdullah, Ibrahim Abdullah, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're here concerning this message of concern, which we just explained to you. So they do cover everything and a lot of things because we're seeking knowledge and we're searching for knowledge from the cradle to the grave, from here to China. So this is what we're trying to do, accomplish, and bring it back and share it and put it to a meaning. I'll get that out. Here now is my husband, Brother Abdullah Akbar, the host of your show. As-salamu alaykum. Enjoy your show.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I want to bear witness that I testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophets. We'd like to open our talk up with a prayer. Okay, my wife has already done that, alhamdulillah. And we are here tonight to talk about all the images in the world that, especially the one to trade the vine, and have caused all the friction in this beautiful garden that we live in. This earth that God has planted something, and all for us to enjoy it, that snaky, that evil that lurks in the garden is now described as the images in the world, the false image of God. So we're here to get rid of those images so we can live on this earth in peace. Be good neighbors for real and be good mothers and fathers for real. Be good for real, because long as that image is up in the world, there won't be no real coming together of the mind, because one mind gonna always think they're better than the other mind. And then they're gonna be that mind that's inferior. That mind wish he was somebody else. That mind gonna say, if I was this, As I was that, that's the kind of mind that image is bringing in. They got everything, and we ain't got nothing. That's the kind of mind that image got. I'll be glad when they share some of these things with us. That's that image. That's the mind that the image have created. So we here to correct that tonight, inshallah. We honored to have you here tonight with us. And we pray that we do not let you down. We're not here to entertain you, but we're here to make the truth as clear as possible. And that is all the prophets was charged with, making the truth as clear as they possibly could. They weren't charged with trying to make anybody anything, because God had no need. So no prophet can come to you and tell you got to do something, you better. No. Allow to make the message clear, and truth stands out clear from falsehood. And being intelligent is one of the attributes that God gave you that you must turn on in order to be able to use it. If you don't turn on your intelligence, you are in a world of trouble. So that's the only thing we can point out in this world is a world of trouble. If the people in Russia dropping bombs on Ukraine, you know, both, you know, you kind of get mixed feeling when you find out that you know, we kind of hurt to hear about children and women getting killed. But when you know that they need this racial, this image got to be removed out from them because they've been bit by this snake in the garden too, Russia and Ukraine. So we want to get that, we don't want to see the baby, but we realize if we was to put them on a stand and ask them what would happen to them for killing innocent people, and what do they be, and we can get them to see there is life after death. Then we can ask them what kind of life after death, what reward they think gonna come to them for destroying and killing innocent people. We would like to know if they got a soul, if they got a heart. And Allah said He's not gonna change their condition until they change within their heart about themselves. So they need a heart change. And the only way to change that heart is to bring a lot of pure truth if they would accept it. If they don't accept it, that will be on them. But our job is to make the message clear. So this job of Message of Messiah is one of the most important messages that this world has ever come into. And who brought it? An African-American man, a Muslim named Imam Wahid-Sheddin Muhammad, brought the clarity that has already been brought and spoke about many, many, many years ago, even starting with Abraham. He tried to remove the images that they made with their hands and had men and women worship. And Prophet Muhammad was so successful because the image that was made, it was Prophet Muhammad who broke all of them. He broke them all. He didn't leave not one. So all this is the history, huh? And then we come because we've been under, African America been under history, and that is the number one reason why African Americans don't like themselves that much. We know all life matter, but when we turn the TV on, there's more African American killing us than cancer or anything else. Bombs been dropped with African American killing each other. Because they don't know each other. They haven't been taught and trained to love each other because they thinking in their soul, in their mind, that God is a white man and God don't love them and all the white people they see and never treated them right, so God don't have no love for them either. So this is the mentality that we got to get, that we're working on to change. And we're going to be successful because God say love that. I love those who trying to get those who do right. So we're here tonight trying to make it make it crystal clear there's only one God, and that Prophet Muhammad Emin Abdullah, he is the seal of that one God. There's no more prophet to come. He sent him as the last prophet and the last message to humanity. That means all the books have been written, and all the ink is dry, and all the books, once you understand, and we guarantee you get the final revelation, Al-Quran, he come to clear up the other scripture that had been tampered with, made, and that really been tampered with. And when you read it, you can see the tamper, what's been tampered with. The Quran clear up that what's been tampered, what's been left out. For you can see what Allah really put in there, but they, Allah told us, didn't allow, he didn't put no angels around the Bible and the Torah. He said he only put angels around the Quran, and he protect this book. For this book is what's going to help the whole world come back and be normal again. So, my name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I'm one of your co-workers. And I see that another one of our co-workers' hands up. And his name is Sujah Muhammad. He's from Baton Rouge. I will bring him in right now and let him add to what's already been said. So please do yourself a favor, listen. And after you listen, if you hear something you like or don't like, raise your hand. When I'm talking about raise your hand, match one on your cell phone, and you'll be brought into the queue, and you come in with whatever you want to say, your criticism, your whatever you want to say, we want to hear. And ain't nothing is gonna, no one is gonna be looked down on or talked about. We welcome your, we welcome whatever you had to say, even is the criticism about what we had to say. So we thank you. We're gonna bring Brother Sujah up. Nobody else have raised their hand yet, so we're gonna go and bring him up and let him bring what he had to say for the night. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm turning it over to you, brother. Your time. You got the wheel.
Okay, I'm trying to get this here. I don't have it right.
Okay, then go take time. Come on in when you. Yeah.
Okay.
So, as soon as we correct what he need to correct, he'll be on and. And you can hear. Okay, you ready?
Please be to Allah.
Pray be to
Allah. Yeah, I got it now.
Okay, Allah wait, bro. Well, you Allah got it, my brother.
I said, well, they got the land. Well, I think my land. I will do what he meant to say, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, the master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. We bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, who was a human being like you and I, he wasn't Superman. You know, he was a human being. You know, we can do what he did. We can do what he did. The prophets is not out of our reach. The people's put the prophet out of our reach. You see? So they all of them, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, all of them was just like you and I. You know? They worshiped God. They prayed to God. You see? We got to look at it that way. We got to see it the right way. You know, when you get to the point of building up the prophets and God messengers and things, so big, you know, you gonna start worshiping. You know, you're gonna begin to worship him, and that's a problem. That's a big problem. They was human beings, just like you and I, and there was something that the peoples can do maybe better than the prophet did. You see, I know that sounds spooky to a whole lot of people that done blowed up the prophet, that made him Superman, that made him an angel. You know, that's when I say something like that. Oh man, that shakes them up. And not because of what I said, it's because how they done build him up and how they looking at it. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. And the Quran teaches us that we are social. We are social creatures. Social creatures. You know. Prophet Muhammad got married. Oh, he had more wives than we did. He had children. You know? He had weapons that he had to put together. Weapons. And he was a businessman. He was about one of the best businessmen. That's one of the things that his first wife recognized. And then he was known as El-Amin, the trusted one. He was trusted. He was trusting him. You know, they give him their wealth, and when they come back, they got all their wealth, and he protected it. He protected it with his life. Prophet Muhammad. You know, some people's. You know, you, just by their personality, you know, you can see them and recognize them as a person that fear God, that believe in God, that believe in doing right. Don't glorify wrong. Don't build up wrong, you see. So we have to. We want to put these great men in the right perspective, you know, and Satan. We want to put Satan in his right perspective. You know, we as Muslim, we believe in jinn, and many Christians are not familiar with jinn, but we believe in jinn, and the jinn. The Quran say, "Show us the jinn as a spirit." Really, that's what the Quran called it. That's what the Quran named spirit. Spirit, you know. But you got to ask, which spirit? Is it a good spirit or is it a bad spirit? You know. And it's a spirit that if you don't deal with it, it'll take over you. You have to contain it. If you let it get out of control, it's gonna mess you up. You know. But now there's spirits that you got in control. They're obedient. Prophet Muhammad said he made his jinn a Muslim. And all of us has that jinn nature in us. Every human being has that jinn nature in them. You know. But it can be disciplined. It can be controlled. And it can get out of control. You know. So we are really the human being is the one that that is at the top of the line. You know, God said he's going to make the human being to be the Khalifa, the ruler, the overseer. You know, he's going to put him in charge of this creation, in charge of things. You know, the human being, which is us. You know, so we are moving right now in a way where we are getting to the point that we can take charge. You don't just come in, taking charge. You got to go through some things. Allah said that. God said that. God said he's going to test and try you. He's going to test you. But you're going to go through that opposition. I call it opposition. You're going to go through that test, and you're going to come out a strong believer, a person that believes in God, a person that respects other human beings, a person that's fair and just, you know? Because you went through, your experience took you through a whole lot of things. And you saw some things, and you might try some of them. You might try some of them, you know? And you were able to see better. There's some things that you probably seen that you probably told yourself that I just ain't going to do that. I'm not going to do that, you know? So that's how terrible it is. So it's this is the world of Satan. This is Satan's world. And everything goes in Satan's world. But our job is to remake the world. We're going to remake the world. You see, when the scripture said that God's going to destroy the world, he wasn't talking about the water, the land, the air. No, he was talking about the world that was built by Satan. That's the world we're going to destroy. That world is going out right now. And we're bringing in a new world. A world that God loves. A world that the human being can live in and love. That's the world that we're trying to build. You know. Something where our children, you can watch your children grow and be happy. You know. You don't have to worry about your mothers and fathers, your grandfathers and your grandparents. You see, things are so bad in this world, you know, I mean, they can be riding on the bus or just walking down the street and get shot. The children, I heard where, just the other day, where a guy was shooting and he shot the baby, killed the baby. This is the type of world we're living in. No respect for life, for human life. You see? Look how they curse. Curse is almost normal now. They do it on television and nobody complain. Nobody complain. For you know it, they're going to be cursing in the church or cursing in the mosque. You know? Because this is the type of world that we're living in. We're living in a world that's going to test you. You know, you're going to be tried. You're not going to be able to just walk right through it. And you might want to do right and do good. But you're not going to do it until you go do some testing. You see? And we got the some of us has been influenced by that image that they have. They got that image out there. Caucasians see his image raised up in the world as God in the flesh. It messes them up psychologically. It makes him think that he's superior. Why you think that God is letting most of all the black peoples, the African American peoples and the other colored peoples dominate? That's to show the Caucasians that you look at, you ain't God. You ain't no God. But when everybody want to be like you, and your image is pushed up at the wall as superior, as the best, you know how the human being is. The human being is competitive. And it has a psychological effect on our children, African-American children. It's real serious. It has an effect on them, and the African-American children, it don't make them believe that they're God. What it does to them is just the opposite. It makes them feel inferior. It makes them want to be like that image, which is another nationality. That's what it does. But what we are talking about, brothers and sisters, you don't have to hold your head down. You don't have to hold your head down. You know. We're going to bring in another world, because this world, you can't let it stay in. Not this world. This is a terrible world. We can't let it live. We can't let it survive. You know, if we let this world right here stay in, you're gonna have to retrain, and it's just gonna be a problem. It's going to be a problem for your children. It's going to be a problem for everybody. You know, you living in a world where a person pay you to cheat, pay you to double cross your own friend, to pay you to take another man's wife, or the woman, you know, she go up and take another woman husband. That type of world. That's the kind of world we live in. I know we're tired of it. We should be tired of it. You know. That's when people like vacation. They like to rest. They like to get away from it all. You know. So let's come together, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to you again, and I'm talking to you in a way where I got high respect for you, real high respect for you. I know what you can do. I know what you can do. You know, and we all are different. God said He made us different. We all are different. Everybody ain't going to be doing the same thing or loving the same thing. Don't even let that bother you. You know, when a person comes to you and try to show and try to tell you everybody going to be doing the same thing. This will be a sad world. Real sad world. We're going to be doing different things. We're going to have different interests. you know. But like the Imam said, bird of a feather flock together. You know, you get with people that love to do what you love to do. And we compete in what? In righteousness. We're competitive. We compete in righteousness. Who benefited that? The society. The society benefits there. Both of y'all got restaurants. And each one of y'all is trying to cook the best food, bring the price down a little. You know. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. So we believe that this, and we're working on. We believe that this type of world is coming in. And we believe that God is going to bless the one that is sincere, but the one that reject faith and want to act like they believe, but they don't really believe, God knows. He knows. And that type of person going to meet their fate, you know. So let's all of us try to be God conscious. You know, God conscious of God. Everything that you do, you believe that God sees you. He got knowledge of it. You're God conscious. You know. You ain't just gonna do things and think that you can get away with it. Not when you're God conscious. You're going to check yourself when you're God conscious. So let's be believers. We're in the last days. We're in the last days. These are days where people's going to be held accountable for their action. They're going to be held accountable for their action. You see? So, oh, happy day. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
turn it back over to you.
Ma'am. Well, I got some ma'am. Well, they say, turn around again. I'm the best witness and testify I know no God but Allah and that Prophet Muhammad. Allah says that Prophet Muhammad obey him and obey the Prophet. Allah instructed us to do that. So all praise are due to Allah. The Lord cherishes and sustains all worlds. We're here tonight. The first part was to opinion on removing all the images from worship in our life that cause us to deviate from worship God in spirit and truth. So we said don't make no image, and we can see the results of that image in the world. The problem that it caused, that's the main focus is to tackle this image, get it out of the way. Sakala was planning on being here. He'll be here late tomorrow if he don't come tonight. Speaking now, tomorrow is Thursday, so he'll be here tomorrow. The meeting, because he done wrote a letter of the psychological effect of this image that has on our children to the main psychiatrist. He got a good letter that he put together, and he's going to send it out the day of tomorrow. And this is speak to these people, the psychological effect of that having on our children, and as well as us. And we're going to look for a good response back from them. because they went all around the corner when they spoke about the psychological effect of racism, and they didn't go, they didn't touch on religion as the number one house of this housing this racism that the world can't. It seemed like it don't know how to get rid of. Coming out of racism. So, coming out of false religion. Because any religion holds a man up. In order for you to worship somebody, you, to worship, you had to take an image on. You know, people said, one person comes in and said, you worship Imam Wahdi Muhammad. I said, there's no picture in front of me that I can worship of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. Now, the picture that they hold up at Jesus as a Caucasian man, that's how they false worship. They put this man up in front of him or put him on the wall and said, this man God. Ain't nobody saying Imam Wahdi Muhammad is God. We said that he is a majestic. He brought us this information that we have. And he told us that long he following Allah and his messenger, you follow and you work with him. He said, as soon as you think I'm out of that, you stop following me. He was a wise man. So people going to come to you anytime you bring up somebody you love, they going to say that you love that person, you worship that person. I seen people do girlfriend like that. Oh, he worship that girl. Oh, he think she the world. He think the world. He don't worship. He just love this female, the human being, this human female that God created. On a likes attract, we was told during the days of the Ambulai. And then light repel. So, alhamdulillah, glad he don't like a man. Two men liking each other. That's the ugly to me or to women. So we're here to clear up the problem of racism in religion. And this Rock Talk Radio station is designed to speak on those avenues where you can go down and find these images and the problem they have called, the inferior problem, the false superior problem. And the false superior mean that the people that honor that religion, they own nothing. They live in a country with money, and they take that money and give right back to the same people that put us in this condition. That's inferior. Complain about them people not treating them right, then go right back to them and give every nickel or dime they got. You can't fight evil by supporting it. You have to withdraw from it. You have to do for yourself. Go on your own and try to get away from that evil. So we ain't talking about the Caucasian man. His ideas, the way he do things is evil. I mean, and he been trained, like you may have said, they come out of a dungeon. These people come out of a dungeon. So they come here to America to worship God freely. And there had to be a devil that came among them and tricked them into and sold them the idea of being a slave master, of being somebody who bring people in and turn them into slaves. Because if they loved their Bible, if they believed in their scripture, they would have been very conscious of what happened to Moses and Moses people and Pharaoh people. But they got and followed the same direct line of Moses, of Pharaoh people. They did, and you, as a matter of fact, they was even worse. Moses people did know their name. They know their culture. They said no way in the history of this world that people were put in the shackle slavery like we. There's no other history and no other or no way in the world where people were put in the condition we've been put in. So we worse than Moses people, huh? Nobody. You find them selling their mama off and sending their daughter to Mississippi and the son to son to South Carolina, grandmama to Arkansas. But these are what these evil people did. And raised up a dumb brute. Then said that we couldn't read. Then they said if they caught us reading, they hung us, cut our tongues out. These are the, and nobody in the history of this world have ever been put down in that condition like we have. We know they killed, so they killed 6 million, they said they killed 6 million Jews. No proof of that. Now, they don't prove they killed, but we know they killed over just about 100 million of people that were stole out of Africa. So somebody got to pay for that. Can't do wrong and get good. And that's all we saying. And we all brothers and sisters, because when you look, we all come from Adam. We didn't fall out of no tree. We weren't born from no animal or no other source, but we come from Adam. And we're all told that we all are the children of Adam. And when we become human beings, we start acting like that. Start trusting and loving and caring and being kind to each other. We don't call each other out of our name like something we do before we kill each other. You know, the N word, we don't have to use that. But our people use it, and our young people sing them songs to us. And saying the women under the ground, that little woman, call them, says she doing everything, and she get, you know, they show you in the video these women dancing like they ain't got, there's no fear of God, no fear of what the consequences of what they act. They just dance and show it and do all kind of acts. And they passing that idea to our younger children, younger girls. And the younger boys, they get the tattoo and the earring all in their face, and now an earring in their nose and near their eye, in their lip, in their tongue. They pass all that down. So we this image is the number one distributor of that. And we got to kill that image. Huh? We got to get rid of it. And that's why I say, God ain't made no white people. And you can't show me no black people. You can't do it. God didn't make no. God said he made human beings. And nowhere in the world there's a black nation, a black tribe. Nobody called themselves that. They said human beings. The Native American, he told the Caucasian man that he had fought. Tongue and a fork in his tongue, be a big liar. And then what did the Native, the Caucasian man say? That the Indian was Indian givers. They would give you something and take it back. And who more guilty of that than the Caucasian people? Giving you something and taking it back. They the givers and takers of everything they have tried to give us, they want to take it back. So they know how to put the lie and use a lie. They the terrorists, but they got people calling you a terrorist. That the Muslims are terrorists. Huh? The only thing we ever did was sold bean pie and Muhammad's feet, but we was terrorists. So they got a false tongue. And we had to point that out. We had to take away their number one weapons that they use on us, and that's their color. I mean, white man. Where white means pure. Then they are no pure people that you can point to in America. Listen, with some of our mothers and fathers, they were honest, decent, hardworking people. They weren't steal. They worked for a little nothing. They complained, went to church every Sunday and swallowed up all them lies, all that falsehood, and still become more human than the people that brought us here and we were working for. So we got the evidence, the clear evidence. So we here tonight to get rid of the falsehood, all the lies. For we can live, we can go in business, but if you don't like the person you buying from, then they have made us hate ourselves. You ain't going to buy nothing from nobody look like you. Letting you try to swindle them out of it. Letting you try to cheat them. And Prophet Muhammad, may God peace, bless, and be upon him, he said, when you see the businessman come corrupt, know then that the end is near. Not the end of the world, but the end of this evil. Yeah, the crooked businessman, the gas, $4 or $5 a gallon. That come from being an evil, wicked businessman. Why you want to buy gas from Russia, and they call themselves communists, and you call yourself the world of the free world, the world of the people that truly free. You go buy from a dictator from Russia. You rather buy from them than buy from the brothers from the east. You won't take them. You won't take the Iran and Iraq and all the Kuwait. You won't take them off. You ain't gonna take Russia off. You might stop selling it. But you know, they know Russia got weapons of mass destruction, and they know how to fight. They ain't scared to fight.
That's what they said Iran
had. Yeah, but they go over there and jump on them Arabs, like, you know, they ain't got no organization really, and beat them up, kill up their women, rape their women, and kill their children. So this ugly picture that we see, that we know, that Allah have given the rejected and spies, and who more rejected and spies than the African-American people? That no other people fit that glove but us. We the most rejected and spies people to each other. And most of us wish we were somebody else. We thank God is a man. He's closer. And to come in a Caucasian image, we must think that, because we spend all our money with him like he's the best friend that God done gave us, and he cares very little or nothing about us. All them baseball players are being discriminated against. Them football players, basketball players, boxers, all get discriminated against. All find out that the grass is not so greener on their side, but greener on the other side for the Caucasian people. We finding that out. And the reason, but they getting enough money so they don't bother changing the situation. Long as they getting their share. So all them football players and basketball players have came through from our left our community and went and got rich. And they ain't come back and build nothing, move no store, open no factories or nothing. You think I'm gonna look up to them? Think I'm gonna call them and say they my leader? They not my leader. So we may have watched Muhammad my leader for the good thing that he done. And this is what God blessed us with a heart. God said he was never gonna change our condition until we change what in our hearts. Some of us got some cold hearts, got some ugly hearts. And God ain't going to change it until we change it and be the kind of people of kind and good and honorable to each other. God's not going to change it. He's going to let suffering continue to be one of the problems that we're going to face. Keep losing our children. I'm talking about the world children. Every child deserves a good life. And African-American came owe nothing to give hardly any of the African-American children a job. We too lazy. We can't so hard out. We can't come together and own the stone, buy it from the ground up, fix it, then go in there and support it, build it up and go build a net up, buy a spot downtown and build us a skyscraper. Buy some land and put us some cows and chickens and turkeys and other things that we eat, put it on that land and raise it. And by us doing it, we know Allah going to bless that sheep or that camel or that horse, whatever we have. He going to bless the land, and he going to make it overproduce. I think that's why the Ku Klux Klan got mad at the Ambulance Mama when he had them land, had them big old angle cows on there, and they went down there and paused in the water. But God sent a storm down through there and picked their cows up and put it in another county. You can't do wrong and think you're going to get good from Allah. It ain't going to happen. You can't. So we're here tonight to remove these images and talk about business. Not just small business, own skyscrapers, owning the planes in the sky that goes over our head. We trust people that hate us got planes over our head. They got drones. Oh, they decided to send one of them drones to your house and attack you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But we're not together. We refuse. We talk to come together, but when it's time to come together, we so backwards with each other. So God knows who is right and who is wrong. And God said he's going to judge between the good and the bad. He's going to make a judgment. And I thank our Lord that I don't have any record of mistreating anybody. I thank our Lord. Everybody, no one comes out and says, well, he took this, he took that. Ain't nobody I know have come out and said that to me. They come out and thank me for trying to be a good human being. So I thank our Lord for the kind heart, for the kind way that I know I got to walk in order to get the blessing from my Lord, the prayer, the fasting. I know what it takes to get blessing from my Lord. So we say, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the greatest, and Allah is the one that we're going to return to. So we pray to the one we turn to. We don't pray to no man. And we need to be warning our Christian brothers to take those false image of God down. Let's come out, and when you do that, we can come out and open business. We don't need no liquor store. We don't need no drug dens. We can open nice places where we can sell our goods that we possess to each other. And then that way we keep the money among ourselves. And those evil people who get rich off us, they will be fading away. But they will have nothing to live off of once we wake up and smell the coffee and see our come together is one and one and one, because Almighty God, Allah, is the creator of us, and we love Allah for planting us on this earth, giving us an opportunity to prove to Allah that we worthy of the great reward that he says he had hidden from us. They have kept away from us. Minister Farrakhan made a statement to the, and the sister will listen to what he said. He said, I'm going to live forever. And so they thought that was funny. But that's true. We might leave him, but we go there for whatever God going to give us, and we'll be there forever and ever. We not no return coming back here. So we do live forever, but not here. This body and the soul in this body goes to God, and God going to reward it, or God going to put some punishment on it for the wrong that it done. So I seek to get the good out of this body that God has trusted me with. So we're going to keep on rolling. Nobody else want to, anybody want to say anything? Let's match one and come into the queue, and we will let you share. Love to hear what you got to say. Love to hear what you want to, what you see, how you see the world. We want to hear that. And we all understand that we can take some criticism if you have some. We're only human, and we ain't nobody is better than anybody. We're all here to live, to make mistakes, learn from our mistakes, try to correct them if we can, and make progress in my mistake. So I see we got the imam in the house, so I'm going to bring him up and let him carry some of this responsibility talking about one God. Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, who is the imam in LaGrange, Georgia, but lives and resides in Atlanta right now. And we are planning on making plenty of progress with BUII and all the other things that God have trusted us with. We got new people coming on this show. We got a new brother folk to come tomorrow, but from Brooklyn, New York. So I keep inviting people. And some of them can come. They call me, say they can't come. They'll come when they're able. So all praises due to Brother Ibrahim Abdullah.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. I had to put you on the spot, but we want to hear from you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's what I want. You know, I love being the bullseye. Only but when to testify, nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. Who have no associates, no partners, no buddies. And only but when to testify that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the last revelation before the judgment, or we're in the judgment, is the final revelation that he brought to us, to mankind and the world over. And he completed his job. He did not slack on his job. He didn't retire on his job. He completed the mission. And the mission that he completed and handed down, we are the recipients of that mission that Prophet Muhammad endured. And we love it. Regardless of the hardships, the times, you know, things sometimes don't look right, you know, and you get a little fatigue and get the word, but you don't have to worry about nothing. This mission is already sealed up. And he was a seal of the prophet. We are sealing it up more, so the enemy cannot come in and try to destroy what we're trying to build. And that's on the part of Blacktop Radio and BUII. Because when the BUII, we are the unit that's talking about building to have property where we can be a home for our seniors, where our seniors can lay down at night with a clear mind, no worry on their mind, and they can rise in the morning, no fear in them. They can sit on their front porch with their brothers and sisters. This is the kind of community we want to build. And we want to ensure them with the community that we build, pray be to Allah, that they are secure and they are worthy to be our friends and neighbors. And we will protect them with our life. Not just with money, trinket, with our life. We want to show our seniors how much we care and love for them. Because this world, and the way we see things going, we have to build. It's an imperative that we build. We want to get to the age where we are advisors to whatever we build, and we're in our 90s, going towards 100. But Allah has said, bless us with good health. Huh? And we're still shining, and we're still talking with the same spirit that we hear, that you hear us talking now. You mean you tell me? They ain't 90. No, they're 103. And they talking like that, yes. We are talking like this because we ask the Lord to bless us with that kind of spirit. That when we talk about building and helping our seniors and children and grandchildren, where we can have a medical clinic and a medical staff on the clock. Not their clock, but Allah's clock. So if anything happens to our seniors, we have somebody right there on the spot to take care of. We're talking about building a world that you ain't never seen before. We don't have anything outside of God's scripture in it. If it's something outside the scripture in it, it won't be in the world we're trying to build. You won't smell no smoke unless we're burning some wood in a chimney, in a fireplace, or in the yard sitting around it. No alcohol. No drugs, unless it's prescribed from a doctor and the patient need it. No, none of that. And no more homosexuality. And we would have a center built where we can talk to people that want to come among us, and we can assess whether they are worthy to come among us. We're not playing no game. Reason we say that because we don't want anything like that around our seniors that have made the way for us. The seniors we're talking about, they paved the way for you and I. They paved the way for you and I to still be alive and to be able to talk the way we're talking right now. Talking about building, huh? Talking about sharing, talking about having gardens, huh? But they can walk out there and pick a tomato and know if they bite into it with a Lord's name, they don't have to worry about any insecticide, anything being on it. Go to the earth and get the greens they want, where they can cook them and tell you to come over on Sunday after the masjid, after our tithing service. So we're trying to build that world and put in the world, or say, inculcate in that world what our leader, Imam Wadi Muhammad, gave us. Everything he gave us, and they let it go, we want to put it into our property, into the minds of the people on our property, and into the program that we have been programmed with. We're not going to let it go. We want to establish everything that he gave us on the land that Allah going to bless us with. And as I say all the time, you're going to blink your eyes 2 or 3 times one time, and you're going to open them up, and you're going to see a whole lot of buildings. Yeah, with lights and names on them. Yeah, you had to go down Muhammad Street and turn on Abdullah Street, and you go down 2 more blocks from there, and you make a right turn, huh, on Arafat Street, and the house is right there on your left. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about building a world, a community in our world that everybody be trying to tear the walls down to get in. Can I put my house over there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not dreaming. See, if you're going to be among us, inshallah, with B-U-I-I, if you don't have any faith, then you don't need to be with us. Because, see, we ain't dreaming. Our dreams are reality, and they are coming to fruition. That's why I keep telling you, keep on looking and blinking your eyes. And you say, them brothers said, they said they're going to do so-and-so. Yeah, well, they got 3 apartment buildings up now, got 200-something units in them. And they got a row of houses in the back of them. Mm-hmm. We put the houses in the front. We put the apartments on the back that our seniors are in to show you the protection we got. And we will have security on the gate. Yes, we have security. You ain't just going to come in and drive through that. I'm going to grandma. You got beer all in your car, smoke. No, none of that. And we ain't going to have none of that rumbling music coming in there, disturbing somebody. No, that's not the kind of world we're trying to build. Now, in that community, let me tell you something. We love music. And we're going to play music. And we're going to have a good time. Because we're going to produce and on our land in the yard area, a court area, where there's nice seating and shade and nice speakers and the kind of music we came up on. So don't misconstrue what we're talking about with that music. We talking about all the little crazy stuff coming off the street, calling women H's and B's. No, none of that. And you tell me, who in their right mind don't want to see a community like that rise up? Now, who in their right mind want to come up and help us? We need help and establish this community. What are we living for? Now we've been in the world, Allah pulled us out of the world. We still having fun. We haven't left the fun. We still have fun. But we have fun in a proper manner. So what we're living for, we're living for those who's coming behind us. We want to set such an example. But they will say, I want to be like them brothers and sisters there. That's what I want to be like. But I've seen what they done. And everything they said they was going to do, they done it. They done it. They even wrote us a letter when they get rid of the pads and had your Janaza, don't nobody move until you see me breathe one more last time. That's how serious we are. We're not playing with this here. But everybody in their right mind thinks at night, what can I move at? Well, you know, I need to move out in Buckhead. Now you see how Buckhead is the same way Atlanta is now? Now you're going to go a little farther, because soon you're at Tennessee line. But everywhere you're going, Satan got this same thing going on everywhere now. You ain't safe nowhere, especially if you ain't got God with you. That's why we offer you to come along with us. That we have God with us, and we know it. And we ain't fearing nothing at all. So give a thought to what we're saying. Allow yourself to just go and detox in a room somewhere and think about the plan that we have laid out, what we are trying to do, that we're trying to do. And we're trying to do it because we're going to have the help of our Lord to help us bring what we're trying to do to being. See, that's what's going to really do it for us. We're just the mediator. We're just the one that's coming to you from the message, with the message from God. And he had placed this spirit, which is here in us, to think like this, to talk like this, to walk like this, everything. It's coming from him. And he is the one that's telling you that we're going to build this community. He's just testing our faith. But he knows, he done tried, and he knows, praise be to Allah, that we ain't going nowhere. Only way we're going is forward. We're moving forward. And we hope that you consider joining on with us. We need members on BUI. You want to join, you can talk with us. You can call my big brother Sujan. You can call Brother Akbar, Sister Diane. Yeah, so Lala, you can call Brother Mubarak. You know, we have people that you can contact and feel comfortable and talk with us. You know, we love what we're doing. And we love God's creatures as long as that creature is trying and compliance with God and all revealed through his prophet for us to stay in compliance with. That's all we ask. Is that if you're a good person, stay a good person. And join the good people that's trying to do something to save your mother, your grandmother, your father, grandfather, your uncles and aunts, life, and your children, and yourself. See, God tells us to save yourself first, and then your family. But you have to save yourself first. But understand what we're trying to do. And we're asking for help to bring about what we're trying. And we don't care about, oh, you know, what they did back then, and they was trying to do this, and they got money. We're not talking about that. You hear us saying that Allah has blessed us with his spirit to bring these things about? So let me remind you, if we say Allah has done this, you have to remember, every time we mention Allah in anything, Allah become a part of it. That's why we can talk like this. And who is the fool that will cross the line? We're not doing that. We're not those kind of people. We are the people that Allah has raised up from nothing. While the world was looking all around, people were looking all around the world in various universities and colleges and all these prestigious buildings for a mouthpiece. And God took the one that you were standing on under your feet, brought them all the way up, and now they leading you because they want to be right. So, dear beloved brothers and sisters, I don't want to take too much time. I'm going to sit here. We love always to bring you information that will help us. We need the businesses, and we're going to establish that. We just an inch away from what we're really trying to do. So let's keep your mind open and keep remembering what we're saying, what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it. And you'll see. So I come to you in peace always. And we see, we leave you in peace. We come to you in peace, and then we leave you in peace. And that peace resonates all the way through your whole body. As-salamu alaykum.
Waalaikumsalam. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim. May Allah continue to bless you. Thank you so much. Well, on the hand I see up is Brother Sujah, so I won't delay to bring him back, inshallah. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Sujah.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Got it, brother.
Yes, sir. That's right. It ain't gonna be too hard to move with that fire. Yeah.
Oh, wait, brother.
Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We bear witness also, and we testify that there's only one Creator, one God. We got to keep reminding, keep putting that out there, you know. And we got to keep saying that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is God's servant, you know. He's the seal of the prophet.
No way,
you know, he's the messenger of Allah.
No way, bro.
Yeah, you got to keep saying that so it'll resonate.
Yes, sir.
You know, and if the people get out there and start saying that y'all worship Prophet Muhammad. Y'all have made him into a god, you know. The royal family and all that, you know. You know, when you get that stuff like that started, you know, that right there is something that you just can't take quietly. You know, you got to do things. You got to keep on bearing witness to the truth. You got to keep the light shining, you know, because if you let the light go out, then you got Shaitan. It's back there in the darkness. He's ready.
Yes, sir.
He's ready, but now we want him to come out and get burnt.
Hello, Egbo.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And what's his name? Pharaoh, he wanted to bear witness to the God of Moses. You know, and Allah said, now you believe. You see all that fire. Now you believe. So when a person rises up in a hell like we're in today and try to practice righteousness and do good, then that's different from a person that just automatically come in there, you know. That's different from that type of person. A person that have a whole lot of opposition, a whole lot of struggle, lost a whole lot, and everybody will be saying, "Oh, he's going to hell." He said, "We're not going to hell." That person struggled, you know. It's just like Job. I think that was a good picture that they showed of Job, that Job lost his family, lost everybody. And even his wife told Job, curse God.
Uh-huh.
And every time something happened, you know, Job said, God give and God take away.
Uh-huh.
He held his position. You know, everything they said, see that, you holding on and trying to believe in that God. You see what he did to you? You don't have another, you lost another son. You got souls all on you. You sick. You know, God give and God takes away. Boy, that's some powerful, that's some powerful wisdom right there. You know, and that's coming from Christianity. That's coming from Christianity, you know, I see what the imam was saying in the last day. You're going to see his mom, Jesus and Muhammad is walking together, coming together, the same type of message, See, he may have taught us a long time ago that it ain't so much of the personality and the figures and the man or the woman. He taught us a long time ago that he said the real you is the word.
Mm.
He said that's the real you. If you look at that flesh, you know, well, you don't miss the mark. He said the real you is the word. And he makes in the Bible say in the beginning was the word. You know. Then the word became flesh. You know. So when if we look at the real thing and start applying that to the real thing, and then you're going to start trying to get an understanding of the message. You're going to try to understand the message. Because that's what's shaping and forming you. You know, that's what's challenging you if you're trying to hold on. You know, you're trying to hold on to that world. You see? So we got to keep that word out there, and we got to ask our children, because they've been influenced. They've been influenced by this high technology that we have today. What we're saying is that get it and use it until you use it up. You know, that high technology. Every time I talk to a person today, and the person got grandchildren, things like that, they be telling me how smart the children is. How smart the grandchildren. The children are smart today. So you can imagine If you gear them towards establishing businesses, use their mind power to concentrate on that, to be lawyers, to protect your brother's business, be doctors. We got to take advantage. They got to see that's a wide open field for them. A wide open field for them. I think that what we are doing, Allahu Akbar. It's gonna help them. I can see it helping them. If the person see that they got something to work out in, that make it easier. But if they had to create the whole thing and then build it, you know, that's, they can do it, but that's kind of tough. But look at what the our brothers did in reference to the olive tree. They say that they don't benefit from that tree when they plant that olive tree. But they plant it. In Islam, it says live like you going to live forever. And then again, that you're going to die tomorrow. I mean, you got to focus. So let's help our children. Let's help our children establish business. Let's figure out ways where we can support them. You know, that's one thing that we didn't get. We didn't get no support. So they're going to need that because we know from this man. So let's figure out ways that we can support them in the business that they establish. Our children is the future. There's a whole lot of things that we might think that we can do, but we can't do it. Not when you get old. There's a whole lot of things that the U.S. can't do. But if your children love you and they see that you've given your life to help them establish a new world, when they get something, they're not going to forget about dad and mama. They're going to take care of dad and mother. That's just the way it is. So let's help and figure out ways that we can support them. Supporting them ain't so much that we got to have $1 billion and things like that. You know, we can just help them just by letting them know that we see your ability. We know that if you come together and do this thing, leave alone this old world, you know, they're going to drag you down with it. It's going down, and they're going to drag you down with you, you know. Just making that clear to them is helping them. And they'll come back and bear witness that, oh, I've been out there if it wasn't for grandfather and grandmother. All the time, everybody ain't going to have the same. All of us is not going to have the same. Some of us going to have money, but some of us going to have wisdom. Some of us are going to have insight. Some of us are going to know how to do things. I know you know people that just know how to do things. If I had that so-and-so with me, you know, I can progress. You seen that type of thing in school. I know I grew up around brothers like that and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It was just smart. It was just smart. Our people is going. I'm telling you, they're going to be successful. I don't think we went through all this for nothing. I believe fire, pure fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe it does more than just consume. I believe that it's pure fire. Yeah, so let us stay together. Let us stay together and let our young people know there's hope. Let them know that it's a world coming in. If you don't see it, we've seen it. And we know it's coming in. And we want you to get ready. We want you to step up to the plate.
That's right.
Take on some responsibility. You know. See, that's the way it is. When people hear this truth and know this truth, they want to, you know, one of the processes is going to make you talk. They're going to make you want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is that we go the rest of the way. And we bring something material, something physical in, something that you can touch. Everything that you see came from the mind. Everything. It first was an idea. Then it became physical. That's what the Imam was talking about. Talking about the word. And then he showed us how he shot us to the Quran and he told us about Deen al-Fitr, the natural.
Uh-huh.
It don't come
ready.
In already ready. It don't come in already grown, you know. It comes in as a seed. Then it grows to a plant. Then it grows to a whole tree. Then it produces fruit. Allah shows us in the Quran, he shows us in the Quran that the human beings first come in with sperm and ovum to a clot of blood, to a fetus lump, to a baby, to a child, a teenager. Then it goes all the way up to an adult. Deen al-Fitr, the natural order. And Allah said that everything comes through that process. It don't change. It comes through that process, the natural order. I remember the imams told us, said, be careful about trying to show people your superiority. He said, because some of them are going to be intelligent enough to show you your inferiority. I said, I hear you. I hear you. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So we going to pray for our children. I like what our brother, but even said that we gonna ask Allah for this, you know, and we got faith and belief. Some people, you know, is they think we spooky, you know, but we gonna pray to Allah for our children to be turned around from this rap. They got it out there on them. Turn them around from this rap and make them interested in growing a society. You know, I pray. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for the opportunity to say these few words. I pray that it multiplies, it doubles and multiplies, you know, and that it grows and grows until everybody had to bear witness. We came to you in peace, gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Got anything to say? That's my one to come into the queue. So, see no one else raising their hand. So, Brother Ibrahim, you want to say a few things to close us out, please, sir?
Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yes, we can't do anything without Allah. And not just saying without Allah, but without Allah's presence. When Allah's among you, who can stop you? No one. And this is what we're saying. We're going to build or die trying. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make the strongest du'as to Allah to turn our children, grandchildren, great grand that's coming, to turn them this way. Now, you know, there's many ways you can go in the world, but we're asking Allah in strong dua to bring them back this way. Bring them back this way with a clear mind, a little clear mind where we can help them, and with the talents that they received while they was in the world. Computer, whatever field they in, mechanic, we want Allah to turn it to us. So when we start to build up, we got help. Like our big brother saying, we get in the age now, oh, we can do it. We just don't want to. You know, we done moved past that. that physical thing. But if we have to, believe me, we can get a hammer, electric saw, and all that. We can measure stuff out and put it up if we have to do it. Is that what we have to do? And Allah bless us with the money, so I want y'all to start it. Believe me, we can start it. We have the talents. We have the knowledge to do a lot of things through our years that we've been on this planet. But now we're begging our Lord to turn our children, turn around and give them to us, Allah, and let us bring them straight to you properly. Don't bring them to you with a mind befouled, drunk, don't understand. No, we want to bring them to Allah properly so we can make progress. That's how progress is made. Progress is made with a clear mind. That's why our Lord asked us to come before him with a clear mind, not with a mind befogged. All fogged up, you don't know what you're saying. You don't even know which way you're standing, what direction you're in. This is what we want to do. And let Allah continue to bless us. What I'm going to do now, inshallah, if it's all right, I'm going to close out with a dua and then give us still 5 more minutes to talk. But we don't have to worry about coming in with a prayer and don't leave out with one. So I'm going to close that night, inshallah. We got 5 minutes after I close out. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahi rahman rahim. Wa asri inna lisani lafi kusri. Illa ladina aminu wa aminu salihati. Wa tawassaw bil haqqi. Wa tawassaw bil sabr. Amen. So now, we are clear. If we go out or they cut us off, we have made dua. We have closed out with a prayer. And we close out with a good prayer. Ask Allah to bless us to make them to remember. To remember. Do you know it's a blessing to lay down at night and say, oh Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, bless me to continue to be a believer, a Muslim in my faith. And bless me to rise up the next day, a believer, a Muslim, worshiping and praising you. That's how we stay alive. So I'm going to pause right there. So, yes, yes, come on, my sister.
I mean, I said, what you have, the door that you have made, I also want to say this one. Oh, Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness.
Amen. Ya Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Well, my sister, keep on teaching. Give us a little bit more inspiration. We got 3 minutes left.
I'm done. I'd rather hear the brothers.
Before you say you're done, let me say this here. Like, you know you got to put the children to bed tonight. Well, and so you're talking about you're done now.
Okay, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my son. No. I'm just kidding.
If you put us to sleep with that, we wake up in the morning, we be talking about walking the light.
Walking the light, the beautiful light.
That's right. Shine all over from day into night. Oh, Lord, where I bother. Yes, yeah. Ooh, yeah, we got 2 minutes. I'll pray to Allah. You can't get no better than that. You know, what Prophet Muhammad says, to make a person smile or laugh, he says, that's charity. That's a cat right there. You know, and it's so wonderful that we can laugh. I mean, everything is going on in this world, and we still can enjoy our Lord's spirit and laugh with each other.
Right.
That's a blessing.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. The That's, I mean, Imam Muhammad told us, is that a, do my thing from the convention on a Friday. No, it was telling. He said, when you get, when you prepare to come to Juma, or you don't go to Talim, but he said Juma, he said, and you make your intention that morning. He said, why y'all coming in here frowning? He said, go somewhere else. He said, there's many messages here in Chicago. He said, go somewhere. Don't come in here frowning. Why would you come to Juma frowning with a frown on your face?
Yeah.
That's something. Well, you should be coming, putting your face on the floor, and that's a lot of remove whatever it is. Yeah, well, we can't say we haven't been taught, but we've been telling a lie. I think we've been taught well. Praise be to Allah. Okay, all right. Where our big brother at? Well, it's 9 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
Where's the moderator at? Yeah.
Tell him that we're, you know, we appreciate everyone for coming on. May Allah continue to bless us and protect us in this world that we've been planning in. And that God can continue to ask Allah to protect us, because we live in a wicked society holding up a man as God and don't turn our children against us with this pause of music. We call rap. It's not a music that you can be entertained with. The lyrics is too ugly. It's like Satan. So we're fighting all these schemes. So this Block Talk radio station is put together so we'll get rid of those images that cause the world to be in an ugly position. Because I don't think them people that drop them bombs on them women and children in Russia, yeah, when they see these people again, and realize that this is not the end, and you can convince them that they got another life after this life, maybe they would be dropping so many bombs on women and children and want to fight, go to war, and kill somebody. No, the human being is the most kindest creature that God have created when he and she is in his nature. When they don't leave his nature, he's the most kindest creature that God have created. So let us come together and start working on ourselves first, try to save ourselves first, and then go after the family that God done put us over or done told us that we're a part of. Let's go after our family with the help of Allah.
All right, brother. All right, brother.